Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Let's talk about digital marketing of your online product. Either you are about to create an online course, a group coaching program, membership, whatever that might be, or maybe you already have a set suite of different offers and you're already in it. I want to talk about diversity in the ways how we each of us buy and what we need to actually grow trust and build that interest into someone's product. Because here's the thing, these days there are just so many different strategies, right? And I'm not here to actually give you any strategy whatsoever, but I want to encourage you to look at these things in a simpler way. Yes, there are some classical types of showing up and more common marketing strategies that you'll be seeing and hearing about all the time. Starting from specific stories to post on Instagram to the way your blog post should look like, the emails you should write, and so on. There seem to be like so many different rules in the online world. It can get really discouraging to even get started. And if you are in the position where you have gotten started, like you actually have some of that going on, but you feel very, very disaligned with the whole strategy or with these ideas that you got what you need to post, and you're doing your best, but it's not really working. The truth is, it's never just one specific thing or one specific way of showing up that will make those sales come in. And it's very important that you actually discover different options and find the best fit specifically for you. If you are feeling down about the way you show up or you lack inspiration for showing up because you don't really enjoy it all that much, this episode will be for you. It was actually inspired by someone on Thread, and I'm sorry I can't quote you, I really don't remember who was that, but she's a social media manager and she wrote that sometimes the strategy that she's giving to her clients is to just post if they're like feeling disaligned with creating stories or they don't really have time to create all these stories. She's suggesting them to post just a black story with the text and the link once in a while versus actually pushing for those daily diverse stories. And this one really inspired me to actually talk about this diversity of content, diversity of the way how we buy, how we make our buying decisions. And as I already mentioned, what are these things that we individually need to actually get to the part of like, yes, I trust this person, I want to invest. One of the reasons why you will always hear somebody saying like, this is the best strategy, you have to do this, is because that specific strategy potentially worked for them. And maybe they have worked with some people and that strategy worked for those specific people as well. And now you're jumping in on it and you're doing it, but it really doesn't feel that good for you and you're not really getting any results. So one of the most important things to do is to find something that you can be consistent with. And I understand that for some, that whole ordeal of consistency comes a bit harder. And whatever it is that you're thinking about, it might be a hassle for you to actually get to doing it consistently. But once you find something, the way of showing up that you actually enjoy and that you thrive in, it can absolutely turn everything around for you. Because now you're jumping off that struggle bus of like, oh, I have to do this again and I really don't want to. Instead, you're doing something that you yourself want to show up for in the first place. And a common one might be videos. So for example, everyone is saying to create reels, right? And I absolutely also support that. I love reels and there are so many different ways how to create them. And that is kind of the key factor. It's not about the fact whether or not you should create reels. If you're able to do that to any extent, yes, you should, because it's just an amazing way to reach bigger audience. But there are so many different variations to how you can get it done. There are some people who do prefer creating very extensive reels where they're like filming in different situations, then they're editing the whole video, then they're doing like a voiceover, or they're aligning it with like specific music track. Whatever that might be, this takes a lot of work, and even though I'm quite comfortable editing videos, I don't particularly enjoy creating any of these type of reels because I just don't have time for it, and I feel like I'm gonna spend like 2 or 3 hours for a reel that might get 100 views, and that is just not worth my time. At the same time, I can always easily create, I could do it like right now, even as I'm speaking, I could record a video, and it doesn't even have to be me, but I can record a video of myself as well, or I can record a video of like my coffee mug. I record a video and then I just put some text on top of it. Obviously, you also have to be slightly strategic about what is the information that you put on your slides, like on your videos. Even if you do something, it can already create some traction. And sometimes that something will be very, very simple. So if you're not showing up on videos because you don't want to do talking head reels, you don't really want to do any kind of talking in general, this is another path to try. Then you might be thinking, okay, I do want to create videos, but I have no idea where to begin, what exactly to do, how to get it done by any means. Now, this is just a simple learning process, right? Whether or not you want to undertake it and actually make it happen, that is absolutely up to you. If you are in the position where you feel very hard resistance against it and you are one of those people who just really don't want to do that. And by the way, I was one of those people myself, so I know how it feels like. If you are on that boat and you really don't want to go that path, okay, explore other variations. Circling back to, for example, the same stories, I also often find, even though I enjoy working on stories and like posting stories, I often find it hard to do something that comes naturally, right? I find it hard to be like in the middle of my working day then making a picture and start talking about like launching a course or start promoting something. I know some people do a lot more of like batch creation in advance and they will know what they're gonna post in like a week and in a month and so on, but I don't do and I can't do any batch creation. I really, really dislike batching. And when I do batch creation, I usually end up just not using most of the content I created because I forget about it. I don't have great social media system on my end. This is something I could improve, but it's not really on top of my to-do list now. So I prefer to create as I go. And yes, I do struggle sometimes with figuring out like what exactly I'm going to be talking about today. And even though I have so many topics, I already have like a Trello board that I've been creating for 5+ years where I have different ideas, different reels I already have created, different stories I have created, posts I have created and so on, the emails I have written. All of that plus many, many ideas that never really saw the daylight. So I have like that content library I could use. But at the same time, I do want for it to feel natural. I want for it to feel fun and aligned with my day, what I'm working on, what I feel, and what I want to talk about. So when it comes to the actual point of posting, I'm like, okay, what should I talk about today? And sometimes I will just not post because I don't have that kick of inspiration. That's when I resort to my pre-made graphics and I will, for example, post something about Savvy Offer Hub membership. And if you're also currently working on planning, creating and scaling your offers, you can definitely check it out as well. You will find a link to it in the description. Or if it's not going to be membership, it's going to be a link to a freebie or something along these lines. And I do have like pre-made some of these graphics that I just reuse from time to time, especially when I don't have any inspiration to show up at all. All of this being said, I know I'm talking a lot about Instagram because for me, Instagram is one of my personal main channels that I do work on a lot, and for the most part I also enjoy it, but this would really apply to anything. It can apply to if you have, for example, a Facebook group or you have a Facebook page that you're actively showing up on, or for example maybe LinkedIn is where your people are and that's something you're doing, or it's TikTok, whatever that might be. This applies to everything. There are so many different ways how you can show up in a diverse way because, and this is kind of the point of this whole episode, the person on the other side, there's not just one type of a content that will inspire your audience to buy. Buying decisions are made based on many different elements, and it will not always be a specific type of graphic or specific type of post that will work for everyone. For example, I can generally say from my end, if I see these pre-made graphics, I will probably just scroll by, I don't care. If I see people creating stories with like the whole storyline of why you need the product, what it's all about, I will not care, genuinely. And even though I know that it can be a great way to show up and talk about your offers, I absolutely see the good side of marketing in there and they're doing a great job. It's just not something that rocks my boat. It's not something that inspires me. What would inspire me, and honestly, this has inspired me to do quite many purchases, probably most of the online purchases I have made, when I see something random referencing or not even directly linking to it, but referencing what they are working on or what they have going on. For example, they are sharing like, you know, a mishap that happened that day while they were trying to post a new video in their membership. And I'm like, oh, you have a membership. I want to know more. And I'm going in, I'm doing that action of actually going into their Instagram. And this is also something that often in the digital marketing world is said as like, you have to make it easy, right? You can't expect for people to click too many links, you can't expect for them to search, but ultimately if somebody wants something and if they feel that the message that you're delivering and the information you're providing is relevant for them, they will do that extra action. Any of these extra actions that we try to avoid, yes, in some cases there are too many links to click, too many pages to go through and so on, but in most cases these actions take extra 2 seconds and they will rarely make a difference if the person actually wants to make the purchase. That being said, one of the things that absolutely throw me off is the link trees where there are so many different links that I literally just can't find anything that I need. I have seen some creators have link trees with, I would say, maybe up to 10 links. And I know they have like a specific offer that I'm searching for and I cannot find it because my mind is just like skipping through those links and I'm not really like reading everything. I just want to quickly see it and I don't see it because there are too many links and too much information and that definitely makes me just click the exit button and leave. But again, this will always depend on the situation, right? It will depend on the person. For somebody, it's not an issue to actually see different variations. Maybe they will find another offer, another product that will be more relatable for them. And they will actually enroll in that. Or maybe as they go through these 10 links, they realize that they actually need additional like done-for-you support. So they will enroll in that. You never really know. So my whole point with this episode is to inspire you to not cling on specific ways of showing up or specific marketing strategies because you never really know what will work. And even though we really try to work on like these very thorough emails and we have good flow in the content, we do the storytelling and so on, often you will find that most of the sales will be made by some simple thing that you did. Maybe without planning, you just felt inspired to record a quick video about a new offer and that video made you the most sales. Instead of thinking about it week or month in advance, planning the script, thinking how you're going to be recording it, how you're going to be putting on the subtitles and so on. Believe me, I've been there, so I know how it feels like when you're like overthinking every decision along the way. But sometimes, and especially these days when the online world is so crowded with all kinds of information, all we need is really just for somebody to say, okay, if this is something you need, it's here, you know, straight up. We don't always need these stories. And on the other side, for some, it will be important that the storytelling or more of the background, that it's actually there, right? It's perfectly fine. If I'm the kind of person who doesn't need it, and also for the sales pages, for example, I definitely prefer shorter sales pages. And I just can't be bothered to scroll through a long page. And every time I see a sales page that has just so many testimonials, I'm like, okay, you're trying too hard. I understand the behind the scenes of this, but for me, it just screams trying too hard. And I'm not vibing with that. I don't want that. See, this is the kind of topic where somebody, maybe even you're listening and you're thinking, well, that's just bollocks, you know, it doesn't make any sense what she's saying. And it's perfectly fine because if for you, you thrive as you see this content, this type of content, you are inspired as you see this kind of content, you want to buy, you need more and more information, that is exactly why you should, as the creator yourself, think about diverse ways to show up and present your content, because what will be aligned with one type of audience will not be speaking to the others. All of this also applies for the topic of growing trust and building those relationships with your audience. It's the same with friendships, right? So there are some people who feel like they need to be very close to you for your friendship to count. You know, they will rely on you being there. They will rely on fast replies. They will make sure that you meet at least once a month or once a week. And that is important for them to actually upkeep that friendship, or maybe for it to like really count to some extent. While others are the complete opposite, and you know, they can be friends for maybe 10 years and they talk once a year, but the friendship is still thriving because they don't really need that full-on connection all the time. And this circles back to the fact that we're all absolutely different, and every decision we make depends on so many things within us. It will not always be just, oh, okay, this is the digital marketing strategy you should follow. No, there's not one strategy that will help you to actually, you know, unlock the doors to every person out there. So instead of trying to do that, you should focus on doing what you yourself actually want to do. And if you are currently on that journey of showing up more and you're building your product, you want to make sure you take it to the finish line and do it in the most aligned way possible, make sure to consider joining us in the Savvy Offer Hub membership. Inside the membership, you will have instant access to learning resources that cover not only how to actually create your digital products, especially courses, but also how to promote, how to sell, how to show up in your mailing list, on your social media, how to get that ball rolling. And plus, additionally to all of the learning resources, we also have one-on-one Friday chats. And inside these chats, you can get personalized support and feedback from me. So if there are any roadblocks, or you're unsure about the strategy you're on, or you just want to discover some new ideas, we can always chat on Fridays, and I'm happy to give you the support that you need. You will find all of the details about the membership in the description. I hope that this episode has inspired you to take a different look to the way you're showing up and align it not with the trends, not with the social media or digital marketing trends and what everybody else is saying you to do, but first of all, align it with what you want to do, what helps you to be more consistent, and what you're actually enjoying. And even if you might not be enjoying a specific thing right now and you're really staying away from it, like I used to stay away from Reels, there might be a time where you ease into it and you'll get on with it and it will be perfectly fine. You don't have to do it all now. You don't have to try to do everything right away, especially if you are new in this whole thing. It will be easier if you start with the things that you love. Otherwise, it will just get harder and harder every day. And that is the opposite of what we are going for. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you do have any feedback or suggestions for the next topics, definitely reach out to me. You will find all of the relevant links below in the description. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.